Software Applications Incorporated, a new startup by ex-Apple employees, is embarking on a mission to transform desktop computing by integrating generative AI. The team, comprising Ari Weinstein, Conrad Kramer, and Kim Beverett, brings a wealth of experience from their previous success with the iOS automation app Workflow, which was acquired by Apple in 2017. CEO Ari Weinstein and his co-founders aim to bring back the sense of wonder and user empowerment reminiscent of early personal computing experiences. They are exploring the potential of large language models like OpenAI's GPT and Meta's Llama 2 to create a more intuitive and flexible desktop environment. Their vision contrasts with today's highly optimized but rigid operating systems, seeking to unlock the computer's full potential for everyday problem solving. Software Applications Incorporated's approach is to reimagine desktop interaction, making it more natural and responsive to user commands, such as seamlessly integrating tasks like scheduling into everyday workflows. This ambition is reflected in their website's design, which nostalgically emulates macOS 8. Despite the current challenges in the tech industry, the startup has successfully raised $6.5 million in funding with support from prominent figures like OpenAI's Sam Altman and Figma CEO Dylan Field. This funding, along with the founder's track record, positions the company to make significant strides in AI-driven desktop computing. The team's departure from Apple, driven by a passion for generative AI and the desire for a startup's creative freedom, marks a significant step towards redefining desktop computing. They plan to expand their team, hiring experts in design and machine learning, to bring their vision to fruition. Software Applications Incorporated's focus on the desktop is a refreshing deviation from the mobile-centric development that dominates the tech landscape. By aiming to save users time and enhance the desktop experience, they are tapping into a vast potential to reshape how we interact with our computers on a fundamental level.